Good afternoon. Welcome back to another episode of Profiling the Unprofiled, a podcast where we take a look at a range of underrated bands. I'm your host, Matthew McNaughton. In today's episode, we will be taking a look at Canadian country band, The James Sprecher Band. The band is best known for their hits such as Chills, 'Cause I get chills when I see you on a Friday night, stepping out on the porch in the moonlight so fine. If you got time, I got time, girl. 'Cause I get chills downtown and we skip the line, and I want you dancing the party light so fine. 'Cause you're mine, all mine. Keep it simple. Baby, we could go out, we could take it downtown, cover bands and day crowds, or how about get back to basics, cut your friends a rain check, getting complicated, and launch her lazy. In a cloud in the sky, a worry in my mind, looks like we're in a clear, 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 just living the life, cooler in the sunshine, watching that ice disappear, fear, fear, ain't doing nothing too crazy, just get along, cheer lazy. The group was formed back in 2015 in Woodville, Ontario, and is named after founding member James Sprecher, who was on lead vocals. Taylor Abraham plays the guitar, Bobby Martin is on bass, and Connor Steven is the drummer. Taylor also provides the backing vocals on their tracks. As of right now, the James Sprecher Band does not yet have a full-length album. The three extended plays that have been released so far are Game On, Singles Only, and JBB Sides. Along with these EPs, the band has also released singles, with their most recent, Over All Over Again, being released earlier this year. In 2018, I had the chance to see them perform for Country Night at an Ottawa Senators game against Nashville. Although it was just a short show during intermission, I was able to see them perform their biggest songs at the time. It was an amazing experience, and I knew right away that they would continue to grow in popularity. The same year, the band won Album of the Year at the Juno Awards, and has since won a total of 3 Canadian Country Music Awards. Other awards they've won are the Country Music Awards Ontario for Fans' Choice, and the Canadian Radio Music Award for Best New Group. Although a country band, James Sprecher has listed some unexpected artists as his influence. Some of these artists include Eminem, Kendrick Lamar, and Matchbox 20. Country influences include Eric Church and Keith Urban. Throughout the pandemic, the group continued to stay active and was able to play their newest single for the first time last month. On their social media, they did 75 consecutive daily live streams performing songs in order to keep their fans engaged. As COVID restrictions continue to loosen, the band has plans to do more and more live shows to make up for the lack of touring the past year and a half. The first show back took place in Kentucky in May. Here's the band on getting back to performing.
It was pretty crazy. It was wild. It was cool that we got to do it with Trace Atkins too. I mean, because we'd never gotten to open up for him, but it was weird. Like, I think we were all a little bit anxious at first because we're like, can we still do this thing? And then like,
we were scared, not anxious.
You're right. Call it. We were fearful. We were terrified. Even. But we played the first song we did was It's Working. And I think by the end of that, we're all like, okay, take a breath. We can still do this. It hasn't been 20 years. It's been a year.
In the future, we should expect to see a lot more from this band, who is sure to rack up many more awards. Opening up for such a big artist as Trace Atkins is just the start, and they are sure to start headlining their own shows once they release a full-length album. The James Sprecher Band also just recently signed with a major U.S. label, Sony Music Nashville, which will give them even wider exposure. This is a dream come true for the members. Thank you for listening to another episode of Profiling the Unprofiled. In episode 4, I will be talking about the band, the Urquhells.